I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. San Rafael passes a no camping ordinance. Earthquake alerts went to a million people. Hunters Point residents demand oversight. Calistoga avoids a data center. And Marin County Fair starts Wednesday. New camping is now banned along San Rafael's Anderson Avenue. The unhoused have huddled along the downtown corridor for years. The city council approved a no camping ordinance in a special session last week. The people camping there now are on a list of individuals who will be moved this fall to an interim housing community 3 miles north. There they will join 53 residents who have occupied a city-sanctioned encampment along Mahan Creek. The new 65-unit tiny cabin site at the end of Marydale Road will be fully staffed with 24-hour security and social services. The $12.5 million project is funded by state and county grants and is expected to remain through 2029. Along Anderson Avenue, the city plans to eventually install landscaping like boulders and trees to discourage future camping. About a million area residents got earthquake alerts on their phones Wednesday morning, but most people didn't feel anything. The magnitude 5.6 quake was centered in Mendocino County. The U.S. Geological Survey says the shake alert system sent warnings across Northern California within seconds. The reason people as far away as Oakland and Berkeley received the alerts is because the system was set at a low threshold and is prompted by the first faster-traveling seismic waves. The alerts are designed to prompt people to drop, cover, and hold on, giving them a few seconds to prepare before the stronger waves of shaking start. Environmental justice groups called on the mayor at San Francisco City Hall last week to fund independent community-supervised testing for radioactive material at the former Hunters Point Naval Shipyard. In April, a contractor discovered radioactive materials inside a cabinet at the yard. The site was occupied by the Navy from World War II to 1974. During that time, the Naval Radiological Defense Laboratory conducted research on the effects of radiation and atomic weapons. The site was also used to decommission radioactive ships. Nearby residents say the contamination has caused ongoing health challenges, like asthma and cancer. It became a federal Superfund site in 1989 and remains under cleanup by the Navy with oversight from federal and state agencies. Some argue that only surface-level remediation has been done. The site now consists of abandoned buildings and a shoreline that is blocked off by fencing with warning signs. A proposal to redevelop Calistoga's fairgrounds with a data center, a parking garage, and a helicopter port drew sharp criticism at a packed public meeting last week in Napa County. Nearly 100 residents attended the meeting at the Fairgrounds Advisory Committee as the company Global Stack presented its vision for the 70-acre site. Many called the proposal inappropriate for the small community of 5,200. They raised concerns about pollution, water use, and the town's character. The concept was framed by the city as exploratory and part of a broader effort to revitalize fairgrounds across California. Fairground committee members said no vote was taken and stressed the need for a long-term master plan for the historic property. The Marin County Fair starts Wednesday and runs through Sunday. Attendees are encouraged to leave their cars at home this year. All Marin Transit fixed-route buses will be free with extra service and extended hours. Smart trains will also run later, shortly after 10 p.m., from the Marin Civic Center station so folks can watch the fireworks. It'll cost $25 to park your car in a county lot, paid with credit and debit cards only. Bicycle parking is free. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.com. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.